Hello, welcome to another talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand here at Master Investor. If you're new to our community, ensure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms. We're doing a live stream on YouTube. Also, we have a podcast every single day. Make sure that you are tuning into financial education, because ultimately that's where the power lays. It's in the education that we have in regards to investing and how we're going to move our money. Our mission here at Master Investors is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education made simple. We look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. We have a great topic to get today, which is what brings financial security. We're going to cover some of the things that we must master in order to have financial security. A lot of people tend to approach financial security with a job. They tend to chase a high-paying job. There's nothing wrong with having a job if you like your job and that's something that you love and you're learning something new and you're developing your skills. However, there are people that are in jobs that they don't like, just they keep the job to get that paycheck. And so we want to make sure that we're building also other types of income so that we don't have to rely only on that type of income, of earned income, which comes from selling time for money. So financial security doesn't come really from a paying job that promises that they're going to give you for the next 10 years this salary. At any point, anything can change in regards to that company. So there's really no security in having a job at the end of the day. Okay. And so do we want to create something for the world to leave after we pass in this lifetime, right? What do we want to contribute to the world is something that we need to ask ourselves. What is our mission? Like every company has a mission. So every time we start something, we should have our mission clear. We should know what we're doing, what we're doing. Our why needs to be big enough. It needs to mean a lot. It needs to be a big enough why. So sometimes it's not just the money itself. The money is going to allow us to do whatever we want. It's a multiplier. So we need to make sure that we're building passive income every single day, because if we're not investing, then we're not really building financial security. Okay. And remember how the values must be placed in order to build wealth. So number one, we need to be wealthy. Number two, comfortable. Number three, secure. The poor mindset have secure as number one, and then they have comfort, and they have becoming wealthy. And a lot of times it's just not enough time, because they either spend the entire day working for money and not really invest the money. They didn't really learn anything about financial education while they were working 8 to 12 hours at whichever job they're working at. So the idea is to, okay, ask yourself the question, do you truly love your job? If you had other ways to make money, would you still keep your job? Are you just doing it and you just love it just because it pays your bills? If that's the case, then get to the asset column quickly and start building it. And even if you like your job and you want to keep it, still invest in your financial education. I think it's extremely important that we consume the right data today, because money has changed. The new rules of money have emerged. And we are not longer using those old rules of money and what we were taught about money before, because a lot of our parents and older generations, they saw money as real money, and they still see money as real money. And today, money is no longer real money. Today, as we know, money is created with debt. So that's why we're over $34 trillion in debt nationally, right? That's why we checked a few days ago, and that was the number. So, and we did that to show everyone that the government works with printing money, okay? And then we learned that the Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, it's not reserve, right? There's nothing there. And it's composed among like leaders among different countries around the world. We don't even know, right? So it's not really federal. And they control the circulation of the money. They're not the ones that really print the notes that we see. There's another company that does that. Okay, and they print around 135 million notes per day. And then the rest is digital. So everything is moving digital. you know, sooner or later we will not see the US dollar anymore. It just won't be worth anything. It will just be paper like it is today. It's just fake money, fiat money, and we must see it like that because that's what it is. And it's important that I continue to stress this topic because a lot of people are still playing with the old rules of money, thinking that money is real, and that's why they save money. And as we learn here in our community, saving money is losing money. It's a poor strategy because number one, can't keep up with inflation. Number two, gotta pay taxes on savings. Number three, it hinders the entrepreneurial spirit, which we all have one. I truly know that we all have a competitive spirit in us and something that we can bring unique to the world, some sort of idea, some solution that we can bring from our experiences and our thoughts, and we can bring it into fruition and solve people's problems. We can actually do that. We need to have a system of systems, right? Because we don't want to be selling, doing one-on-one sales. We don't want to do any of that. We want to build our assets column with real assets that we control with our companies. So we're going to incorporate a company. Yes, we are. Why? Because that's how we start minimizing taxes. So even if we're doing an affiliate partnership, meaning that we're not using our product to start making passive income and direct sales online, if you want to start building maybe a digital asset or maybe start, you know, something very fast that you can position yourself and with a system of systems today to begin to create passive income in the form of direct sales. And a lot of times those products are subscription based. So it's every month that the client pays, we collect the commission in the form of residual income. But even if it's a one time, as long as we bring it in, let's say consistently 10 sales or XYZ amount of sales every day consistently, then that turns into passive income. Because if it's one ad that we did that took us 5 minutes to do, and now that is bringing in 20 sales a day on autopilot, all we're doing is overseeing the entire operation, but we're not physically there selling, because whoever's looking at that ad is going to land on a sales page that we're going to utilize. And if we're using somebody else's product, they're going to give us that sales page. And we're going to send the people over there. And we can also collect the emails, which I highly suggest we do. Because as we know, we got to build our networks. It's not just building other people's networks. We could directly send those leads straight to the sales pages of those partnerships. And a lot of people do that. And you can still get the commission, but we want to capture that email and name, because when that person buys, then we can continue to build rapport with them. They will probably buy something from us eventually, because if they purchase once, then they're going to be looking out again for what we have. So what we have to do is provide valuable products that are solving problems in the world. And it's not just the product that is important, it's who's behind the product. We need to do our research. So, and also maybe you want to start a digital asset from scratch, which I also highly encourage everyone to do at some point, because that's how we're going to learn things that other people don't learn. Remember, we're active investors. In order to be a master investor, an inside investor, that's who we are. And an inside investor means that we are in control. Okay, just to be clear. An inside investor has it, the three E's of a master investor. The first E is financial education. The second E, financial experience. The third E, excess of positive cash flow, or known as passive income as well. So it doesn't really have, it has to do with making millions of dollars to be a master investor. What it means is that you're not working for earned income to pay for your bills. You have assets. We have assets that we control with our companies. And our income that we make comes from our assets column. It doesn't come from a job. We specifically make passive income and capital gains income. Those are the two types of income that we can get from investing. Okay. And then the other type of income that we can get is from selling time for money, which is what majority of people will do their entire life. Sadly enough. Because they've been taught that working for money and earning your money that way is a way to do it, and it makes you feel good. It's it's crazy that it has even gone to that extent, that it has brainwashed the majority of people in the world, because a lot of people can't live without a paycheck. One of the hardest things from moving from the left side of the cash flow circle to the right side of the cash flow circle. Remember, on the left side of the cash flow circle, we have the employee and the self-employed, okay? Exchange time for money. They literally sell time for money. They have to show up. They make money. They have to see their clients. You know, the employee works for, of course, a company. So, and then the self-employed has his or her own firm, her own organization, and he or she still has to show up because the firm relies on her license or his license. Perhaps maybe a lot of the professionals are in this area as self-employed, like attorneys, dentists, but it doesn't have to be only them. Anybody that lacks systems and they have to show up to make money, they don't have a boss, people that drive Uber, they fall in this category, self-employed. Right? They can go to break anytime, right? But they still have to show up to make the money. It's not gonna, the car, unless they pay somebody to drive it for them and they get a percentage at the end of the day, then now that Uber driver becomes a real entrepreneur that is now controlling an Uber, a taxi cab with a driver. And now the driver's driving for him and he's collecting a little percentage at the end. And he's giving the car and everything to the driver. Right, a maintenance. So now it turns into a business. So at the end of the day, when we decide whether something is an asset or liability, it depends on the way the cash flow is flowing. Is it flowing into our pocket or is it flowing out of our pocket? At the end of the day, that's what it is. And it's a simple way to put it, and that's how I use it, and everybody in our team, that's how we see it when it comes to, okay, are we going to acquire a liability or an asset right now? And if it's a liability, do I have an asset to cover for that expense? And if not, I'm going to create, which asset I'm going to create to cover for that expense. At the end of the day, the ultra wealthy, the wealthy mindset, we get everything for free, legally, because we position ourselves with systems that do the selling and telling for us. We work on ourselves on a daily basis, so we become more valuable. We understand the power of leverage, control, delegation. We understand the power of branding. It's not just about creating a company. That's why I said earlier, if you want to start your own company, like your own brand, you should. You know, even if it fails, I think you will learn a lot from the entire thing. But always do things to win and make things that are meaningful at the end of the day, right? We want to make sure that we're maximizing and optimizing for every second that we got on this life, because one day we're just not here any longer in this physical form, you see. So we have to really squeeze all the juice out of life, for lack of a better word. We need to focus, we need to select our relationships wisely, we need to make sure that we're taking baby steps every day. It counts, right? Make an effort. Don't just let time go without having a plan. An easy step that we can take, anyone can do this, is to plan out the next 24 hours and start with that. Once you do that for an entire week, and then now you turn that into a whole month, and you have done it the entire month, now you have built a pattern of a wealthy person, because now we have optimized our 24 hours to the best of our ability to have the best results for our future. So our decisions and our tasks are linked to our ideal scene. So we may have to change environments. We're going to be resourcefulness, right? We have to. So don't be ungrateful for what we have, right? Every step counts. Every step is for the next step. So be grateful for the time that we have right now, for everything that is in our vicinity, anything that is making us right now, we have to be grateful so that we can go to the next level. And we need to make sure that we're doing self-development. Today, with so much information coming our way, it's very easy to get caught up in some type of rabbit hole that maybe you don't want to go into. So be careful, control your time with whatever apps you're using, right? Don't let those apps control you, and make sure that you're also producing. Here at Master Investor, we are doers, active investors. Remember that. A lot of people that lack financial education, we can see that simply by the way they invest. Why? Because they're passive investors. And they try to get returns that are very poor in a way, because they lose control. When you give your money, you don't get the best returns on investment because somebody else is doing it for you. You get a little percentage. And it may be better than what the bank is giving you. But the reality is that those people have lacked financial education. They lack the most important aspect of building wealth. It's the financial education. That's what makes us valuable. It's not really the money that makes us rich or wealthy. It's the financial education that we possess. It's how we obtain that wealth. It's how we understand how to create it, how to bring money from thin air. Why? Because the government works with debt. So what does the government does every day? They print money. For what? They inject it into the economy. Why? Because they want the economy to continue to grow. We need to evolve as human beings. We need to grow. And the United States is the leading country in the world of technology, of everything. There are great countries out there with technology, but we are in the leading force. So we always have to rely on debt, right? Because that's how the government makes money. And that's how we create money, with debt. That's why debt is tax-free. That's why I always encourage everyone not to be afraid of debt. And we always encourage everyone to be in good debt as much as possible, and bad debt. As long as we have good debt and assets that pays for the bad debt and the debt service, interest, and all of that, we don't care how much liabilities we have and responsibilities we have, because we have a healthy assets column that have assets that are producing excess or positive cash flow and capital gains income into our income column. And then that income, of course, is being used to pay for all of our living expenses and all the liabilities, and whatever is left, we have treated that as an expense, meaning that we have already a job for that money that is extra. We treat it not as an asset, but as an expense going back to the asset column, an expense for an investment. That's why number one priority when it comes to expenses should be investing, and then right there next to it, financial education. We need to do that every single day, both of them. That's why we're here doing a podcast, a live stream every single day as much as possible, and all the platforms that we can touch. So if you're on Facebook, go look for our page over there. On Instagram, right, we have all the platforms that we know of available for our content. If you like to listen to the podcast, then look on Spotify, find us over there, follow us, interact with us. If you have any questions regarding anything about what I'm talking about, if you want to work with us, if you want to take a look at where we are financially today, right, we want to sit down, then make sure that you get one of our digital courses. Check out the links in the description. We have 3 ebooks right now. We're going to release our 4th ebook very soon. We have the 10-year rules of money, how to build cash flow with the internet, turn passive income on. How to invest in crypto to build wealth, understanding Bitcoin and blockchain. And the 4th ebook is going to be called How to Raise Capital to Build Wealth, right? And we're going to also be releasing more ebooks in the next few months. We're going to make sure that we're giving the tools, the resources, and everything that we need in order to build financial freedom, which then in return brings us with financial security. So don't chase security before you chase freedom. Make sure that we're chasing and attracting freedom. It's not even about chasing anymore. We don't chase here in our community. We attract. We attract success. We attract money. Why? Because money is created with debt. Money is an idea backed up by confidence, meaning that if we have a deal, when we put a deal together that has confidence, whether it's a commercial real estate property that we found online, or maybe we connected with a broker that is sending us off-market deals before they even go into the market, right? We get in these deals like I have shown you how to do on different talks. And we're going to continue to do that as well. Different exercises, real life exercises. You're going to hear me talk to brokers, and you can do that. Duplicate the exact steps, because that's how I'm building my network. And we need to use the professionals as well to help us build wealth. Okay, we call the shots. Okay, we are the inside investors. We put in the deal together. We're the ones with the capital. We understand how to raise the capital, right? And you'll say, well, even if you don't have the money, it doesn't matter. Remember, only financial illiterate people uses their own capital to invest. Why? Because once you have financial education, you will understand that the job number one of an entrepreneur is to raise capital. The number one skill is to sell without selling using systems. A lot of people are into sales. If you look at the entire population, at some point you ask them, what do? They have to do with sales in some company, sales this, sells this. They're doing one-on-one sales. They haven't mastered having a system doing the selling and telling for them. They haven't understand the power of a video that can bring in unlimited leads to us, because the video plays 24/7. It's like controlling digital assets, digital real estate, I should say, literally, right? As long as we have a great message behind it, like this video, and we have calls of actions embedded throughout the video, throughout the description, tools, resources, solutions that can help us solve our problems in regards to the topic of money, business, and investing, how to improve our bottom line, right? So as long as we have that, and the video says what it does, what it says it's going to do, or the topic, right? We need to match all of that. We need to put the right description. The SEO is important when it comes to building our brand online. That's why I showed you how to do backlinks, how to create blogs, how to create articles, how to spread and syndicate our content. Because once we create a piece of content, it's important that that also goes into different channels so that we can break into new markets. And you don't have to do the videos yourself, right? We don't have to do anything in regards to promoting or having our face. I'm doing this because I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and it improves my skills as a leader. Communication skills has improved tremendously. Doing a live stream every day for hours, doing a podcast, right? Non-stop, it's like anything else. You know, go to the gym every day too. 15 to 18 minutes minimum, regardless of how we feel. Sometimes I may not feel like doing a live stream, but I do it. Because regardless of how I feel, I understand the bigger picture. I understand that it's just my feeling and my little voice that we all have. So even the greats that we admire, they also have those types of dates, right? Where they don't want to do things. So don't feel like you're the only one that doesn't feel like doing things, okay? But we have to do them. Who cares about how we feel? We have to just, at that moment when we don't feel like doing, that's when we have to do it. And if I can give you any golden nugget today, it will be that. It's to act when we don't feel like doing it. And that's where the magic happens. Because a lot of people don't overcome that little voice, okay? What brings financial security? Why the route to financial security does not involve operating from the left side of the cash flow circle? Remember, inside the cash flow circle, we have four players, and we all form part of this cash flow circle, right? It's the entire world, because money is connected with everything. And that's why it's important that we master money, that we make money our slave. So we're going to learn the new rules of money. We're going to learn how to invest. We're going to learn how to incorporate a company. It doesn't matter if the company is just to collect the money from the sales that we're getting from our affiliate partners, because we don't want to run that income through our personal name, because otherwise we have to pay taxes on that. So we don't want to do that. Why? Because taxes are the highest expenses humans have in their lifetime. So can we minimize taxes legally? That's the question, right? Yes, we can. How? Using debt. Why? Because debt is tax-free. Okay, great. And building passive income. Why? Because passive income is taxed at the lowest bracket out of all the incomes. And then capital gains income can also be used to defer taxes in certain instances, like doing a 1031 exchange with a commercial real estate property. That's when we transfer the profits that we get from the sale of that property into a new bigger asset in an amount of time that we must adhere by. Okay, we don't, you know, there's some requisites that we must adhere so that it can defer the taxes on those gains. Otherwise, you'll have to pay taxes on those gains. So the best type of income is passive income, because we can minimize taxes when we combine it with debt. In other words, reducing debt to invest to acquire passive income. So a credit card, if I have a $10,000, $100,000, $300,000, I have an unlimited credit card amount of money, I have good credit, I'm going to use that as a way to, as money to invest into an asset. I'm going to treat it as money because debt is money. So I'm looking at that credit and I'm saying that's OPM. That's other people's money. That's not even my money, even though it's my credit. That's the bank's money. That's Chase money. They're lending me that money. So now my job is to move that money into a sound asset that I control. It's not about giving that money to anybody to invest it for me. That's not what we're doing here, okay? Before you ever do that, I want you to first invest in your financial education. So go look for a course. So let's say you're interested in investing in commercial real estate as your first investment venture, right? Instead of you giving your money away to somebody, say, okay, I'll give you this much per year, okay? All you have to do is just put money like everybody else is putting. There's like 200 people putting in this deal that we're going to acquire in the next 6 months. It's this big building, it's over here, location, it gives the entire, now you're in a pool of investors, of passive investors that are just afraid of learning how to do it themselves. So they just like, okay, that sounds good. That sounds like better than the bank. So yeah, let me put it there. So that's an easy route to do it. You didn't learn anything to do that. It's the same thing as saving money pretty much. It didn't take any exercise to any intelligence to really, you just went with it. Okay, that sounds good, but you didn't learn anything. So what we want to do is, like, before we even do that, is invest it in a course to go learn how to do it ourselves, how to control the asset ourselves, how to create it from scratch, how to have leverage, because we want control. I cannot stress enough, if you truly want to be a master investor, an inside investor, ultimately a capitalist, because the highest level of investor is a capitalist, okay? And this country, the United States, is founded in the capitalist system, and it's the best type of financial system that we can rely on to build true wealth. And now with technology, and because money is created with debt, then we can also do the same thing and become wealthy extra fast. So if we're doing it slow, then that's because you want to do it slow. If you're doing it fast, doesn't mean that it's illegal, doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's actually very legal and very right to do it fast, because of the technology and the ability to do one ad and put it in front of billions of people without exaggeration. You can literally go on Facebook marketing ads, right? You just create an ad account, free to do, and you can put an ad in front of billions of people within like minutes. So think about that. So one product you can sell over and over again. That you created the product, maybe you don't want to create the product, you're using an affiliate partner. They create a product, they're going to send the product, they're going to take care of the customer. All you have to do is just bring in the high lead, the targeted lead. We don't want to do cold calling. You know how people say, oh, we're going to do cold calling. No, we're not doing any cold calling. We're not doing any calling. We're not using our phones. This is not a place where you come here to be a salesperson. Nah, this is a place where we come to build our leadership skills, our business skills, our investing skills, and building wealth. And the formulas of building wealth are, in many occasions, dull, mechanical, and boring. Now it's a little easier and a little, it's not so boring because we have technology. So we get more tools and resources than we did 100 years ago. So it is a lot more fun to build a business today because we can have a conversation through a live stream like we're doing right now, or a podcast as I'm recording. Everything that happened at the same time, being omnipresent everywhere at the same time. And that's the world that we live in today. So the people that are going to become wealthy, because there's going to be a big wealth transfer, and it always happens because everything evolves. Technology, artificial intelligence is rising. So there are new trends that are going to be coming our way. As long as we position ourselves with the right systems in place, with the right partnerships, with the right team, with the right communities, then we can literally become wealthy very fast. It doesn't have to take a very long time. And a lot of people, even if they create $20,000 per week or even a month, that is like it changes their entire lifestyle. So my question is, what type of lifestyle do you want to have? Like literally, we need to put that down. Exactly how much is it going to cost? Like figure out the number and then reverse engineer that. The goal is that you start supplementing the earned income if you have a job with passive income and capital gains income from assets that you control with your companies. And it starts with one company. Incorporate a company, make sure it's on the right state. If you need help with that, let us know. Reach out to our website, okay? And we have a catalog of products and also services. Like if you need a one-on-one consultation, we can also sit down and do a little mastermind and we can record it, right? And we can see the progress and we can talk about what, you know, an action plan that you can take on in the next days that will improve, that you will see results. We like to work on results, on like getting something moving right now, right? And same thing with working on the four pillars of an extraordinary life. It's not just wealth, it's wealth, health, love, and happiness. Because if you just optimize for wealth, but you don't care for your health, then who's gonna wanna be a person with money, but they can't get out of bed? There are a lot of people like that today. They have a lot of money, they can't use it, or they can't enjoy it, because they can't buy health. So every day we should have the four pillars: love, happiness, wealth, and health, and our action plan. Okay, so we need to feed that every day, those pillars, simultaneously. And the way we get more love and more happiness is by contributing something. That's what I found out, like living through our passions and solving problems in the world. When we see other people's lives become better, then our lives become better automatically because we're being generous, we're solving problems in the world. So I always say, look at the world with eyes of an entrepreneur, like solve problems, like just think of needs in the world that you're passionate about and find a product, whether it's already created. And if you want to innovate a product, then innovate. Maybe you can create something better using less resources. If you want to launch your own business so you can learn from your competition as well, right? Or you can work for somebody, promote the products of that company and then learn from their products and then launch your own. So many things that we can do to start building passive income. But the rule number one that we follow here inside of our community is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing. Have a look at the box graphic below, which illustrates the U.S. jobless spike in 2020. That's when we enter COVID-19, right? Simply put, it is one of the most accurate portrayals of the risk associated with employment. And we can see it on this graph. If you're watching this on live stream right now, if you're listening to our podcast, then go ahead and make sure you head over to our YouTube channel, because you'll find extra content that we're publishing every day with graphs and diagrams that helps us understand the history of money and how to build passive income. Okay, so we can see in 2020, it literally shot up all the way to 48 million, okay, week ending on March 28, okay. Unemployment insurance claims by week. Okay, there were about almost 7 million a week in 2020. Wow. So there tells you that as times begin to change, right, artificial intelligence and, you know, things that are becoming more automated are replacing jobs that are necessary, like a lot of the waitress, waiters are being replaced. And we need to make sure that we are staying ahead of the curve. We need to see these changes and be okay with changing and become flexible. And something that we learned yesterday, we may have to unlearn today because it changed. So I want us to be okay with that. Be comfortable by being uncomfortable all the time. I think we'll be great if we follow that path. In a good way, uncomfortable, right? meaning that we're always growing, because we know that the more we know, the more we know we don't know anything. And we need to continue to invest in our financial education. That is the only thing that no one can take away from us. We can, you know, be anywhere and still have that value inside of us. Okay? In an attempt to survive as the coronavirus spread throughout the country, millions of individuals claim for unemployment benefits. There's no precedent for this, as the far right side of the graph illustrates. Not the great depressive state, not the great downturn, nothing. Because of this, the way businesses operate in terms of expenditure and personal, as well as the state of the economy as a whole, have fundamentally changed. An employee who was fortunate enough to have a high-paying job, even though they didn't feel secure, talked about how their employer stopped hiring and cut millions from their budget when their company, like many others across the nation, went entirely remote. They said, "We know what? We are producing more now than we have in the past. We can be sure that the CEO is aware of the amount of bloat they have unintentionally been carrying around for a while. Those contracts and jobs will not be reinstated because the COVID scandal exposed it. Good occupations are delegated to automation, robots, and contractors. American companies have never worked so hard to employ so few people." Thus begins the introductory paragraph of an article titled "The End of Employees" that appeared in the Wall Street Journal in 2017. The article describes how many large American corporations are making every effort to automate or contract out their work rather than hire staff. According to some estimates, the proportion of American workers who are not directly employed by a corporation has increased by about 100%, and this trend is continuing. Investment banker Steven Birkenfeld, who has devoted his professional life to assessing corporate strategies, claims that businesses of all kinds are increasingly considering, is it possible to automate it? Can we outsource it? If not, is it possible for us to give it to a freelancer or an independent contractor? Few businesses, workplace advisors, and economists see a reversal of the outsourcing trend. Relocating non-essential tasks from an organization enables it to focus more time and resources on its key competencies. An independent company that manages labor takes on the daily rigors of hiring, dismissing, and scheduling. If necessary, employees are promptly changed, and the company's only concern is the finished product. Eventually, some large companies could be pruned of all but the most essential employees. The story adds, one of the 2,000 biggest firms in the world will have no full-time employees outside of the C-suite within 10 years, according to a prediction made last year by consultant firm Accenture PLC. Does financial stability equate to job security? The only things the poor mindset teach their kids is to attend a reputable school, earn a degree, and land a well-paying job that will keep him or her safe and secure. The majority of people were reared and have lived their lives in a manner similar to this, working for earned income, selling their time for money, being unaware that they could actually put their money to work successfully. They could become active investors. They could actually make more money by doing less and by thinking how to make more with less, using systems, leverage, and the business principles that work in all economies. Exactly what we're learning how to do here inside of our community. I want to take my time to thank everyone who is participating in supporting Master Investor. If you're an existing subscriber, welcome back, as always. Make sure that we share the content. If you like something about the talk, make sure that you write your comments down. If you have any feedback, give it a thumbs up, and make sure we spread the mindset, the wealthy mindset, the right context with our team. So whoever we want to build with, we need to have the right context when it comes to building wealth. A lot of people are operating with a poor mindset. The majority of Americans prioritize having a high-paying job that provides job stability. Advice on how to think like an entrepreneur. We are not against becoming employees. Instead, we choose to be business owners and inside investors or capitalists. We wish for all to become an inside investor and a business owner. A job is the ultimate symbol of financial security for the poor mindset, poor and middle class. Right, because a poor mindset contains the poor and middle class. Working at a job is dangerous for the business owner and inside investor. Here at Master Investor, we are trailblazer in our field. Being an employee creates a false sense of security. The employees are not in charge, even if the employee receives a consistent salary. The economy and the business owner have the last say over the employees. When a person loses their job, and if they are extremely unfortunate, a lot of other things like their house, car, and more, if either decides they are not needed, furthermore, it is undeniable riskier to be an employee today than it has ever been. This is hardly shocking, and many of those who have experienced furloughs and layoffs or firing have just responded. They're not surprised. Many feel frustration and depressed. However, there's still time to make a difference. For individuals with the correct attitude, the other side of this crisis may be a gold mine. But we need to have financial education. Otherwise, we can't see the opportunities that are going to be laying that are already in front of us. But as crisis hits, more opportunities will begin to reveal themselves, and we need to be there to capitalize on them successfully because we have the right systems, we have the right mindset, we have the right team around us. We understand how to put a deal together, how to raise capital, how to use OPM. We're not afraid to go into good debt to acquire an asset that will produce passive income and ultimately create freedom for us and financial security, right? But remember, we attract freedom first. We focus on freedom because if you focus on security first, then you're stepping away from freedom, literally. Robots, automation, and contractors. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy finds herself in the shadowy of Minnow's woods with her motley group of other travelers. "All my lions, tigers, and bear," they sang. Many people's financial situation are bleak and unsettling these days. They fear contractors, automation, and robots more than they do bears, tigers, or other natural predators like lions and bears. An increasing number of tasks are being delegated to technology, whether it is through automation or robotics, and contractors are increasingly taking tasks that aren't taken by technology. Just take a look at how businesses like Uber and Lyft are upending the taxi and hotel industries, how Airbnb is upending the lodging industry, and how driverless cars will upend the shipping industry and as much the taxi industry as well, right? And so everything is becoming very much digital and also highly infused with artificial intelligence and robotics. So, meaning that we're going to be able to do and make more with less of us being present. So we can use robotics, we can use systems, we can use artificial intelligence to work into our advantage. So regardless of which age we are, I mean, this is for everybody, okay? Become flexible. Now is the time to learn something new, to learn more about money, always. stick with financial education, because remember, money is a tool that we must use in just about everything that we will do for the rest of our lives. If you want to have something in our lives, if you want to do good to the world, we need to have that money coming in, and we need to learn how to raise capital so that we can direct and impact the world successfully. But we need to have the right mindset, because if you have the right context, then what happens is that even if you have millions of dollars, and we see it all the time with lottery winners, they end up broke. Why? Because they don't know how to multiply the money. All they knew was to spend the money. They didn't know how to make that money work hard through sound investing. And it takes financial education. A lot of people are not willing to go through a podcast like this or talk like this because it's not maybe entertaining, right? It's not something that they're laughing. And like I said earlier, becoming wealthy and the formulas to become wealthy are dull, mechanical, and boring in many instances. Nowadays is a little more fun because of the technology that we have. So we're more connected than ever before. We can see results, we can study our analytics, we can see more than we could ever experience or see before, and even 50 years, 20 years ago. So we're living in the best times. So make sure that you write down the notes and whatever you're going to do in the next 24 hours, whether it's on your phone, right? Have your next 24 hours planned out, and don't overdo it in a way. Just make sure that, you know, you have main goals that you're going to accomplish by the end of the day. And those goals have to be aligned with the four pillars of an extraordinary life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. And we need to make sure that they're linked with our ideal scene, our visions, and our dreams. The risk associated with having a job in the gig economy. Contrary to popular belief, the emergence of contractors and so-called gig economy are not positive developments. The claim is that we are at last giving the general public access to business prospects. They say that entrepreneurship has become more accessible. In actuality, the majority of gig economy participants are not business owners. Instead, they merely possess a job, like I said earlier, an Uber, somebody that is a freelancer. If you're exchanging time for money and you have to be present to make money, then it's just a job. You earn income through earn income. Okay. Their operations remain inside the left portion of the cash flow circle. They just do so as independent contractors as opposed to employees. For businesses who are spared from having to pay for health insurance, retirement plans, or payroll taxes, having a job is a huge benefit. They receive all the work but none of the benefits. All of it is encapsulated in the charm of liberty. And remember, today the retirement plans are those fake assets that they built for uneducated investors. And those assets, fake assets, are 401k, mutual funds, IRA, ETFs. Why? Because the investor is losing money. I mean, it's not getting any money back every month. Unless that is putting money into the investor's pocket, then it's an asset. But if it's taking money every month, then it's a liability because it's not putting money in our pocket. And not to put money in our pocket whenever we're not working. And if it looks like it's going up on paper, that doesn't mean anything. We have to see that passive income. We have to touch that capital gains income in order to call that a profit. So we need to focus on building our assets. Okay, our energy is supposed to be put into our assets column every day. We need to focus on that. Even if you have a job, you need to put at least, you know, some time aside so that you can focus on building the asset column with your family as well. If you have a spouse or partner, you have kids, get everybody involved, because majority of people get divorced and they separate due to the lack of talking about money and building wealth together. One is working 8 hours, the other one is working 12 hours. They hardly see each other anymore. Family is growing separate ways, right? Less time is spent together. They spend more time with co-workers. Feelings start to change. Do you really want to live that type of life? Do you want to create freedom? Do you want to do what it takes? Would you be willing to just sit down and put a strategy together that you can see and supplement the income that you're making right now from your job so that you can reach financial freedom and start getting financial security. Because once we have assets that we control that are real assets, okay, and companies that we turn into brands, maybe we acquire real estate property that has already been making money for the past 30 years, etc. These types of assets that I'm talking about. And there are five different asset classes that we can invest in. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. Regretfully, gig workers do not enjoy financial independence. They put in a lot of overtime, yet receive less pay and benefits than previous generations of workers. They don't make the money if they can't put in the hours. That's not how business owners function. Even when they are not working, entrepreneurs continue to make money. Of course, the ultimate goal of anyone searching for a solid career or making every effort to work in the gig economy is to become financially independent. Regretfully, neither industry would allow them to achieve financial independence. Why having a job doesn't equate to having money. On the business and inside investor side, on the right side of the cash flow circle, lies the road to true financial independence or stability and security. Regretfully, the employee and self-employed on the left side of the cash flow circle are where most people look for security. The poor mindset people are usually well-educated folks. They're smart people, professionals, and the poor mindset is just the way they approach money, okay? So it's just to make things simple. Two types of mindset when it comes to money, the wealthy mindset and the poor mindset. And the poor mindset contains the middle class and the poor class, because the way of approaching money is the same thing. It's just that the middle class has more access to credit, more money to buy more luxurious liabilities than the poor class. Because usually the middle class not always have a degree of some sort, and they get paid more than the regular employee. Their obsession is also with job security on the left side of the cash flow circle. Having a well-paying job was the most essential thing to the poor mindset. They reinforce the concept to their children from an early age, as the majority of people in this generation, before they lose their job and unable to locate another, they believe that having a job meant having financial security, and it's not. However, wealthy people never discuss work security. Rather, we speak about financial independence all the time and cash flow, because that's the most important words in the business language, cash flow. And the second most important words are due diligence. We have been demonstrated by our mentors the cash flows circles patterns for various levels of freedom and security. The trend of job security, those that adhere to this pattern performs well at work. They have a great deal of expertise and are well educated. Their lack of knowledge on the B and I rise out of the cash flow is the issue, as they have merely received training for a job and are dependent on others for their subsistence. They experience financial insecurity. People that fit this pattern frequently fund their retirement accounts through fake assets. And today, the retirement accounts are no longer being supported by the employer unless the employee puts in money. In other words, it's a matching game. You put in 100, they match you in with 100. If you put 0, they don't put anything. They're not obligated to give you any pension. And that's the situation of majority of people. They're not even investing in those fake assets, which that's better. They better not put money in those fake assets, because you're just giving your money away and somebody's investing for you. You're not even seeing the money. You could be investing that in yourself, learning about how to create passive income, how to create sales on autopilot, and you can see that money coming in and you have control over that asset. It's a big difference, totally different mindset. They don't truly know what is happening with their money. Therefore, even in that case, they continue to feel insecure. They anticipate that the account manager will perform admirably. However, the majority of the time, the money simply vanishes from their paycheck every month. Those in the pattern of work security need to learn how to invest and become more financially educated in order to feel comfortable in their financial situation. As you can see on the diagram, on the left side of the cash flow circle, we see security. On the right side of the cash flow circle, that's where freedom is found. Usually the financial security pattern of the employee is work very hard at a job and invest in fake assets. And those fake assets, since they're financially uneducated, they don't really put any money, any excess of passive income into their pocket, so it's not making them wealthy. Rather of simply depositing funds into a retirement account and crossing their fingers, this loop is intended for individuals who have faith in their education as both workers and investors. Just like we study at school to learn a career, we should study to become a professional investor too. The pattern of the self-employed financial security is displayed in the image, as you can see if you're watching on the live stream. The typical American millionaire works for themselves, has a frugal lifestyle, and makes long-term investments. That financial life path is reflected in the pattern above. Furthermore, self-employed and employees can both go into the right side of the cash flow circle, the big business owner and inside investor side. For example, successful business people such as Steve Jobs choose that path. Although not the simplest, it is still among the greatest due to the total freedom that we obtain from that. The habit of financial independence. There's nothing wrong with the majority of people being anxious about their financial stability, but being financially free is even better than being safe. That is the result of living and breathing exclusively in the right side of the cash flow circle. The pattern for financial freedom is as follows. We actively a business owner and an inside investor working to build passive income on the right side of the cash flow circle. As you can see on the diagram, that is what we do. We move our money from our businesses to more investments, and we continue to do that. We suggest this pattern, but it's not for everyone. But because people are working for us in the right side of the cash flow circle and our money is working for us, this is the pattern for true financial independence and financial security. We can work or not work at all and still get paid. This is a trend we will see in the ultra wealthy. Select the route that will lead to financial stability. We have the freedom to choose our financial route these days. Will employment security be involved, stability in finances, or independence from money? Regretfully, the majority of people, particularly during difficult economic times, select job stability. But how truly safe is it when we know that we are dependent on someone else for our entire livelihood? Additionally, employment come and go during periods of economic uncertainty and technological disruption. The Wall Street Journal notes that businesses are making every effort to do away with job security going forward. Furthermore, as demonstrated by recent history, many millions of employment can vanish overnight. Learning about financial stability is crucial, if nothing else. This involves having faith in our ability to make investments through good and bad times, as well as in our passions. The best and most difficult path, if we possess it, is to choose financial independence. To thrive in the rise of the cash flow circle as a business owner and inside investor, one needs to possess a high degree of financial literacy. It also requires a great deal of vision, dedication, and enthusiasm. However, the reward is total freedom and financial abundance. Start investing in your financial education today. Let me know if you have any questions. I appreciate you tuning in today on this amazing podcast. And remember, we must take action, okay? Whatever we're learning, we're consuming, we gotta apply that into our lives. So what are we going to do to solve problems? What is going to be our next asset that we're going to acquire? Are we going to use 100% debt? Are we going to put a portion of our capital to work? How fast are we going to touch that cash flow? What is our next plan for the next 30 days? All right, I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening and bringing the good and bad news of money, the business principles of working on economies. Stay great and and wealthy. Bye for now.